for the U.S., it was easier on indigenous this time because we worked with indigenous at the U.N. almost more than any other group. So they've actually been organizing across countries with the International Indian Treaty Council. They've been at the U.N. since 1974. So that's very active that way. It was the U.N. Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples that Obama had recognized and reversed the position before, because in 13 September 2007, four countries voted against the U.N. Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People: Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and the U.S. But the U.S. was the last one to change its position in 2010. And then as far as how to then organize and keep a coalition, the good news is there's no guarantee that, you know, I would have the job again or anyone else. In fact, my idea was, since I did it the first time, I like to make myself unemployed and have someone else step in so that other people get the experience and learn that. One thing, though, is many people aren't enthusiastic about giving up a year of their life. The person that did that with me, she just said, I'm going to get married this year, and I have no desire to spend the time in Geneva again. And so, you know, the exciting thing is we're now getting ready and starting. We'll have a meeting in Miami and a meeting in Atlanta for the U.S. Human Rights Network, and that's where we'll launch the campaign. One thing we didn't do strong enough, we have working groups on CERD and working groups on ICCPR and a working group on CAT and a working group on the two optional protocols for the CRC. But the group didn't think of doing a working group on UPR, so we're going to establish that before the second cycle. And we also have already sent emails out. And when I was in New York on my way here for one day, I called all the people in New York that we worked with to say, get ready. This is what we're aiming for. We still have some time, but want to alert you to please make some time and to be available. So there is no exact continuation. I think it'll flow and it'll change. People did like the Testify Project. So in Atlanta, when we meet on December 5th and 6th, we're going to have a little booth, a room where people can go in and record what they think should be the priority for the second cycle. We'll launch it that way. And what is important for us is a lot of people think it's an either or. So a lot of people are like, oh, we'd like to start working on UPR, but we have the Human Rights Committee, ICCPR, this week. So the United States was supposed to be here now. But because the government shut down, they sent an email just last week to say we can't come. So a lot of NGOs in the U.S. were like, we're focusing on ICCPR. We can't start thinking about UPR. And then we had a national conference call where I said, you know, I'm sorry, it's not an either or, it's an and both. So many of the recommendations from UPR can be pushed into the Human Rights Committee because they're under that committee. It's not something that they're separate. You have to see everything as connected. So fortunately, we're able to change that perspective on that. And then as well as collaborating afterwards, I mean, it's just a coalition that we create loosely in a way that there's groups that we met from the past in Nepal. And since Nepal has migrant workers, they actually lose 1,800 people a day moving to other countries, and 8 of them come back dead every day. We're doing a side event with Saudi Arabia, Malaysia, and Jordan, where they're going to Skype in from Kathmandu so they can speak about the UPR in those three countries. But that's an example of how we continue the partnership. It's based on, you know, collaborating on common issues and how we can help each other. And some of us are in Geneva more often, so we can help that way. But the other is just to coordinate. And one of the things we'll talk about later is human rights education. That's a natural link as well that was brought up by Gloria. And it's not covered enough in the UPR. But UPR could be a very valuable tool to promote human rights education and measure how each country is doing and get some best practices going. So I think based on our interest of why you're here, that would be the way that we can move forward on national, regional, but also I think strongest is probably issue-based. So thank you for your questions. I think we're moving into our break time. If you have maybe one or two short questions, we can try to, three questions then. We'll do three questions, four questions. But then I don't want to eat into your croissant time. So, but I'm glad that you're more hungry for knowledge than food. So go ahead, Jen, and then we'll keep going through those.